My name's Claire Tunis, and I'm a project manager at the Centre for Animal Disease Modelling and Surveillance at UC Davis, and I help manage our US FMD project.
Okay, now when you in your presentation here at the ID Info Expo, you talked about the DADS model. Explain what that is and how it works.
The DADS model stands for the Davis Animal Disease Simulation Model, and currently it's a model that is parameterized with disease information for foot and mouth disease. However, it could be parameterized with other diseases information so that down the road it could be changed to simulate outbreaks of other diseases such as avian influenza, brucella, PRRS, or any other disease that might be of interest to livestock producers.
So what can we learn from simulated models?
Really, simulated models allow us to test various different scenarios and see what the outcomes may be. For example, we can simulate an outbreak of foot and mouth in the U.S., and then we can put into the model various different control strategies to see whether or not those control strategies would have any effect or not, which could be very valuable for decision makers who need to try and create disaster plans and to try and figure out what resources they would need and what their resource constraints might be.
Now, two, aspects that you said were pretty important in a disease outbreak, according to your models, were traceability and participation in any particular program. Now, how, according to your models, for the specifically this foot and mouth disease outbreak, how did you find that traceability and participation made an impact in the disease spread?
Well, what we did was, for the purposes of this meeting, we put a traceability component into our model, and we said that we're only tracing infected animals. So we're not burdening with the model with keeping track of animals that are not infected. It's only tracing infected animals. And we're only able to trace that infected animal if it moves from a facility that's participating in a traceability program to another premises that is participating. We can then trace that movement. If only one of those premises is participating, for this meeting we said that the model couldn't trace that, and if neither were participating, obviously we couldn't trace that. And then what we did was we said, okay, what happens if we have 75% of facilities participating, 25-0, 100% participation? So we could look at the length of the epidemics that we simulated to see what effect that compliance had. And what we found was that we ran the model for 100 days, and we found that when we have 100% compliance with the traceability program, the epidemics can be identified very quickly. We know what facilities have become infected because we're able, as soon as we have a clinically diagnosed herd with FMD, with individuals in FMD, with 100% compliance to traceability, we know exactly what animals have moved from that facility and where they have gone. And we also know where any animals in that herd came from. We can immediately then go to those facilities and take action to control the disease spread from those other facilities. That's not the case when you don't have 100% traceability. So what we found after 100 days was, in fact, the outbreaks were still continuing and had not been eradicated, whereas they had been when you had higher compliance.
Now, you also talked about an online survey that you're doing. Tell me a little bit about this, what the purpose of it is, and what you would like producers to do.
Well, we can get information from the census database online, from NAS. However, in the census, producers are not asked how they move their livestock, the types of facilities they move them to, how frequently they're moving them, how big their shipments are. So that information is unavailable to us, and that's very important information. We really want to parameterize this model with accurate, real data so that the results that we're producing are actually real and based on what's really going on in the livestock production systems. So we have an online survey for producers to fill out. They can go to www.fmdsurvey.com, and that will send them to a very brief survey, which will ask them questions. It's completely anonymous, so we have no idea. We don't ask them to identify themselves in any way. If they wish to give us their contact information, their email addresses, they may, but they are no way, expected to. And we just ask 9 or 10 very quick questions, asking some pretty basic information about the movements they make, the type of facility they have, how many animals they have on the farm. We don't even ask them to identify the exact number of animals. We have categories, 0 to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 500. They just have to identify what category they fall into. And from that, we can use that data to create the parameters we need to put in the model.
Now, how long have you been doing the survey? Because it seems like I did a story on this maybe about 6 months ago. Yeah. So how long have you been doing it, and what kind of participation have you got so far?
Well, actually, the first survey we did was a paper-based survey, and we did that in California, and we did that in 2005. Initially, this project was a California state-level model. And so we did the paper survey in 2005, and that was sent out to about 5,000 or 6,000 producers working with various livestock associations in the state. And from that survey, we were very pleased with the response. We got about 30% response. So we're very pleased with that. When we took the survey nationally, which we did about this time last year, actually, it was about September last year, we made an online survey to make it easier for people to respond to our survey. And it also really helps us with our data entry. And so, yes, we did release a survey last September. We've had mixed responses. Obviously, we realize, you know, the further we get from California, the less well-known we are, and so it gets a little more difficult to promote ourselves. So, yeah, everything we can do to try and, you know, get information out there about who we are and what we do is always very valuable to us. We probably have had about 2,000 responses to the survey so far, but on a national level, you know, we really are hoping for a lot more responses than that. To get the data we need. So what we've done is we're re-releasing the survey. Should be ready next week. And the survey is now at an easier-to-find location on the web at that fmdsurvey.com. And the survey's been significantly shortened. So anybody that went before would have found a survey that was probably going to take them 20, 30 minutes to complete. It now literally is 9 questions long and very much, much shorter. So we really hope that it won't take too much time out of producers' day to fill in. And it's something that's information that's, you know, readily on the top of their head, that they don't have to go away and spend a long time going through records in order to answer the survey. So we hope that that will help increase our response.
Are you working at all with any of the state livestock groups in order to get information out about this?
Yeah, we have actually worked. We've gone, we went systematically across the country, sort of from west to east, in the last 12 months, and we've worked with numerous livestock associations across the country, and have done a lot of work with, for example, Farm Bureau has done a lot of work for us in getting the word out, and they've done some radio interviews and some TV interviews that have gone out. We have a lot of articles in the trade journals and magazines trying to get the word out. We hope that now it's shorter, we can sort of increase the interest in it and kind of get the word out again and get some increased response rate. But no, we have had a lot of interest, and national livestock associations too. National Cattlemen's Beef has been very helpful. We work with the Pork Board. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. And that website address again is fmdsurvey.com, like foot and mouth disease survey.com.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, thanks very much, Claire.
Thank you.